Taxi! Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Ma. Hi, dear. Chuck's the name. Chuck Edwards. Now, my Dame Myrtle is a pretty easygoing mouse. She has to be with me as her steady, or unsteady, depending on how you look at it. But every now and so often, something bugs her. And when Myrtle gets bugged, she stays bugged. Now, the guy that wrote There Is Nothing Like a Dame must have had my Dame Myrtle in mind, because believe you me, Miss Weston, there ain't nothing like my Dame. Not even another Dame. Yeah, it all happens when she sees a competition in a magazine about Miss Fiancia 1969. I was round at her apartment at the time.
You see here, Chuck.
Yeah, I see. So?
So, all the guys has got to write in nice things about their fiancée and a photo in a bikini. And the one that wins get $1,000.
So?
So write.
Me?
You.
About you?
About me.
Gee.
What do you mean, gee?
No, nothing. But I mean the... Well, that sort of stuff is for the kids. Ah, leave us face it, neither you or me is kids no more.
I am in the prime of life, the prime. And furthermore, Chuck Edwards, you owes me something for having given you the best years of my life.
Ah, so you admit they have been the best years.
No thanks to you. Now is your chance to prove to the world and his wife that you loves me.
Look, I don't have to prove nothing. We is going steady, ain't we? That's proof enough.
Oh, sure, we's going steady. Lately, we has got so steady, we don't even move no more.
Oh, very funny.
The competition closes in 3 days. You got 3 days.
Or else?
Or else you and me is through. Ovis cadovis finito.
Like that, out of the blue. All of a sudden, I has to write a lot of hooey about why I loves my broad and what a great broad she is. And send in a photo of her in a bikini yet. My buddy Red is no big help when I tells him about it, neither.
Gee, that is beautiful, Chuck.
What's beautiful about it?
It's a beautiful thought. After 3 years of walking out, you tells the world why she is the greatest fiancée in the business.
What do you mean, 30 years? It's 15. We hardly knows each other. It only seems like 30.
So what are you going to write?
I ain't going to write nothing. The whole thing is ridiculous.
I'll write it for you.
Okay. You?
Sure. Why not? I've written lots of things. I can write why Myrtle is the greatest fiancée. I wrote a lot of poetry once, remember?
Oh, boy, don't remind me.
So?
So she ain't your fiancée, so you can't write it. I gotta do it.
So what are you gonna write?
Nothing. I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna write nothing.
Well, it ain't difficult to make up your mind.
No, that's easy. The difficult bit comes when you gotta keep it made up. That's the trick. Next day on the rank, things don't look so good. And even if I does write some nice things about her, what about that bikini bit?
What bikini bit?
You're gonna send in a photo in a bikini. However you looks at it, that is gonna look ridiculous.
Yeah. You won't look so good in a bikini. Those legs, gee.
Not me, you mug, Myrtle.
Oh.
Anyways, what's wrong with my legs?
No, nothing. No. So you gotta send in a photo of Myrtle in a bikini, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't see no problem.
Now, look, Myrtle is a great dame. But one thing she ain't is fat. In fact, she ain't even well built. If I has to be perfectly truthful, she is thin. In fact, she is skinny. And if I takes a photo of Myrtle in the bikini...
Chuck, you is making a mountain out of a molehill.
No, I ain't, but that's what we gotta do if Myrtle's photograph is gonna look like anything.
Then, all of a sudden, fate takes a hand in the whole cabezas. I picks up a fare, and this boy, oh, is he moaning. He is moaning, but good. And all over the caravan. Yeah, that's right. A caravan, a trailer.
You see, I booked the darn thing because the wife and I were set to take a vacation, and then this business comes
up. Yeah, what business?
A little drama down at the factory. I'm in a factory, so what happens?
You tell me, what happens?
No vacation, I can't get away, but I've already booked the darn trailer and paid for it.
Well, that ain't so bad. You tell them, they'll refund you.
Not a chance. I just come from there. Oh, they had every answer in the book, but the long and short of it is that I have booked and paid for a 3-berth luxury caravan, and I can't use it.
Well, listen, mister, they can find some other guy to take over the whole
deal,
huh? Why should they? They got their dough.
Well, you're dead. You'll find somebody.
Today is Thursday. My hire period starts from Monday. Between then and now, I got to find somebody who wants a trailer, somebody who has a vacation that period, and somebody who hasn't booked in anywhere yet. Forget it. No soap. I'll just have to lose the dough, that's all. Now, that I don't mind. Dough ain't all that important, especially such small potatoes. But to think that those jokers, the trailer hire company, to think that they are making a monkey out of me, that gets me right here. I'd even give the darn thing to somebody to use for that period, if I could find somebody.
Bingo. Right between the peepers. That's how it hit me. Why shouldn't I take this trailer for me and Michael? And the man says like it's a tree boit, so we can take Red along for a chaperone. Yeah, why not? That would get a mind off this Miss Fiancy contest. That's what I reckons. I puts the deal to the old boy.
Say, mister.
Yeah?
You say you'd give this thing away? I mean, you'd hand over the whole trailer to somebody for nothing?
Sure, with pleasure. Why not?
Okay, I'll take it.
You?
Yep, I got a vacation coming up. A trailer for free. Gee, that's something that don't come up every day.
Would you really like to take it?
Would you really like to give it to me?
Look, take a few hours. Think it over. Call me.
I thought it over. I'll take it, mister. When can I pick it up?
Well, it's all paid for. I'll give you the receipt and clearance. You can pick up the trailer whenever you like.
And that was that. Come 6 o'clock and I gets round to the apartment. I am ready to break the good news to Red and to give Michael a call on the blower and tell her. I opens the door.
Hi, Red. I'm home.
Mousy. Roo.
Wee.
No, not real. See, I want to get a come and get me look in the lips. Say, Roo.
Who would want to come and get you?
No, not me, Michael.
Hey, what goes on here?
What's it look like?
It looks like you're posing for the Help Feed Vietnam campaign.
Please, Chuck, a creative artiste has enough trouble without you.
Since when did you have a camera?
Since I bought one today so as I could take Michael's photo in a bikini.
Oh.
Now, if you don't mind, Chuck, you is throwing a shadow.
That's a habit I developed when I was born, throwing a shadow. What must I do, fade away?
I'll just stand over there a little, huh?
Oh, go in the bedroom. You make me nervous.
Oh, so I makes you nervous. It's okay that you stand in front of this Pollack joint wearing nothing but a coy expression.
I am wearing a bikini.
Yeah, well, looking at you from the side, you could have fooled me.
What do you mean by that, crack?
I mean that from the side you looks like... Yeah, well, never mind. I don't want to get personal. Just one thing I would like to know. What are you supposed to be?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I am the photo... I am the guy that takes the photo.
So why are you also wearing a bikini?
Well, you see, Chuck, I got a bit confused. You told me there had to be a photo of Michael taken in a bikini.
So?
So I wasn't sure whether it was a photo of Michael in a bikini or a photo of Michael taken in a bikini. So, since I was going to take the photo, I wasn't sure whether I had to wear the bikini or Michael.
Oh, boy.
So we played it safe and both wore bikinis.
So how has the photo turned out?
We ain't taken it yet.
Listen, when you two have finished chewing the fat, I'm freezing here.
Okay, say... Roo. That's it. Great. I got it. Gee, thanks, Michael.
So you got it. Now, would you two mind? I got something to tell you both.
Okay, so wait till I get some clothes on.
Yeah, me too.
What's the matter? Does wearing bikinis make you deaf? Well, I told those two apes the deal. We had the use of a trailer for a week, for free. And Michael was knocked out. Red, well, he was out before we started, so I couldn't guess how it grabbed him. So all we has to do is to organize the vacation position. As it happens, we is lucky. On account of it is a very slack time in the cabby business, and we all manages to wangle our leave. So comes the Monday morning, I am all ready to go to collect the trailer.
Chuck?
Yeah?
Before you go, just sign this, please.
Sign what?
This.
Well, what is it?
Oh, it's just the poems and nice things to go with the photograph, that's all.
You means you is sending in that photo?
Certainly.
So what must I sign? I ain't written nothing to go with it.
No, but I have. Michael is like summer. She is nice to look back on. She is nice when she is here. And she is nice to look forward to. She is also warm. And falls between spring and autumn.
Falls between spring... What are you talking about?
Summer. It falls between spring.
Okay.
Why? What'd you think?
Never mind what I thought.
Oh, then there's the poem.
Oh, no.
Now, if you remember, the last time I tried writing a poem about Myrtle, I had trouble getting anything to rhyme with Myrtle except title. But this time, I used my head.
Does that rhyme with Myrtle?
Huh?
Skip it. So?
So, this is what I come up with. My broad Myrtle. For short, I calls her Myrt. The finest piece of skirt that ever kicked a fella in the mouth. Oh, no, wait a minute. Oh, I must have typed that wrong. That should be... That ever kissed a fella on the mouth. You can go search anywhere you care. The north, the west, the east, and in the south. Because when you're looking for a broad, they all say with one accord, Myrtle.
That's it?
That is it.
Oh, boy.
So just sign there and I'll post it. We can go and fetch the trailer.
Well, guys and dolls, I didn't want to argue. With Red, that takes forever. And anyways, what chance did that loader who he have of winning any prize? So he hops into my jalopy and goes over to collect Myrtle. I has had the towing bar and all that jazz fixed. And the three of us is soon in the old cab with the trailer buzzing merrily along behind us.
Gee, this is the life, huh?
Yeah, this is the life.
Yeah, this is the life.
You comfortable, honey?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Not you.
Oh.
Me? Oh, I'm fine. Gee, this is... Oh.
What's the matter?
I just wondered if I'd timed up the stove.
What would you have had the stove on for at that time of day?
Yeah, that's true.
So stop worrying. Enjoy yourself. The three of us is going to have the week of our lives. I didn't know how right I was. Oh, boy, what a time that turned out to be. Anyway, comes the first night. Red and me hits a swell spot about 150 miles from New York. I's been taking it easy on account of having the trailer behind me, which I ain't used to. We parks, and Red unhitches the wagon and puts up the tent. Or at least, that is what he is supposed to be doing. While I gets together some sticks, so that we can have a real old-fashioned fire. Michael is inside the caravan cooking up something to eat, and I gets back.
Will somebody give me a hand?
Red?
Yeah, I'm over here in the tent.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know. Said that tall thing fell down, left me holding up the tent. There ain't much air in here.
You've been standing there holding the thing up?
Yeah. What'll I do now?
Why don't you just let go and crawl out?
See, I never thought of that.
Oh, boy. That was like being in the black hole of a Kalahari.
Calcutta.
That ain't in the Kalahari.
So how long was you standing there holding up the middle of the tent with the rest of it collapsed all around you?
Hours. Ever since you went to look for sticks.
Well, that was 10 minutes ago. Why didn't you shout?
I did. Myrtle is inside. She didn't hear. I shouted and shouted till I was hoarse in the face.
Something's ready!
Okay, honey. Just gotta get this tent thing up. Now, come on, Red. I'll give you a hand. Now, you take that side. And I'll take this side. Now, is this the pole for the middle?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll just get this up while you fix the side.
Yeah, okay. I'll knock these in. Just don't drop that middle pole like I did or you're stuck.
What?
I said don't drop that middle pole like I did or else...
Hey, Red! Hey, Red, you got all the sides neatly hammered into the ground?
Yeah, I just busy on the last one. There we are. All finished. You can come out now.
You big stupid Jake.
What's wrong?
Where the heck am I going to get out if you've hammered all the edges into the ground? I'm trapped. Well, we started all over again, and at last I got out. We got the tent up at last. By this time, the chow that Myrtle had been cooking was cold, and the fire that I had lit had gone out. So the three of us sat inside the tent shivering and eating cold food. A great start.
I might have known it. I should have known better.
Oh, honey, I said we're sorry.
Yeah, Chuck, sorry.
Me? It was your fault in the first place.
Mine? I didn't arrange to borrow this thing, did I?
Oh, well, forget it. I reckon the best place is bed. Come on.
Yeah, okay.
Just a minute. Where you two lugs think you're going?
Into the trailer. There's three boys in there.
Is that so? Well, you can forget it.
What do you mean, forget it?
That is what you can forget. I am sleeping inside, on my own, like a respectable, unmarried lady should. You two can sleep in the tent out here.
Oh, no.
It's freezing.
Well,
it's
both of you keep talking. All that hot air will keep you warm. Good night.
Oh, boy, how about that? But Myrtle means what she says. She has made up her mind. And one thing I will say about my broad Myrtle, when she makes up her mind, she makes up her mind. She goes inside the trailer and knocks the door yet. Me and Red looks at each other in the tent. Then we looks at the two sleeping bags which we are supposed to use to sleep in. I don't say nothing. Neither does Red. We don't get undressed. We just crawl into the sleeping bags. And boy, is it cold.
Chuck.
Yeah?
What was that?
What was what?
That.
Oh, that?
Yeah, that.
Sounded like, No, couldn't have been.
Couldn't have been what? It was. It was a wolf. I'd come in them with you.
No, you ain't. No, these are sleeping bags just for one. There's no room.
Red,
get out of here.
No,
we can't both sleep in the one sleeping bag. There's no room to breathe.
We'll take it in turns. I ain't staying over there.
Oh, now listen, this is ridiculous. Neither of us is going to get any sleep.
I'd sooner be a tired cabbie than a rested wolf's breakfast.
Come on, get out. I got an idea.
What?
Now, look, we ain't going to get no sleep this way, that's for sure. Now, I saw on the map that the nearest trailer camp is only 100 miles away. Now, I figured we should hitch up the jalopy again and drive there. We might as well be driving as lying here awake and cold.
Oh, well, at least it'll be warmer in the car. Well, how about Myrtle?
Nothing. No point in waking her. We'll just leave her sleeping in the trailer while we tow it, okay?
Yeah, great idea. I'll get the tent down.
No. We ain't going to go through that routine again. I'll get the tent down and store it in the boot of the car. You can hitch the caravan onto the hook at the back of the cab, okay? You know how to do it?
Sure. What do you think I am, stupid?
Well, that's what we does. I gets the tent down and into the boot of the car. Red hitches the trailer to the car, and very gently, so as not to wake Michael. And we starts driving. Red is right. The car is much warmer than that tent. And I heads towards where the map shows the trailer camp is. I must have gotten used to the feet of the trailer being hitched up because I am making better time. We've got the back seat piled high with all kinds of junk, so I can't see the trailer through the rear window. But it must be coming along fine because we is riding smooth as silk. At least that's what I think. Oh, boy, how wrong can you get? What I don't know, though I should have guessed, is that little boy scout Kowalski, my buddy Red, has not done a very good job of hitching the trailer to the car. In fact, he ain't done any kind of job. We has just driven off and left the trailer standing right where it was, with Michael fast asleep inside. But like I say, this we don't know. And not being able to see through the rear window, we ain't got no way of finding out.
Say, this is better, huh?
Yeah, this is better.
Yeah, this is better. Michael's sure gonna get a surprise when she wakes up, huh?
Yeah, she sure is.
I mean, there she went to sleep out in the wilds, and she's gonna wake up in a proper trailer camp. She'll sure get a surprise.
Yeah, Red. She'll sure get a surprise when she wakes up.
But we didn't know how big a surprise. And neither did Michael.
Oh, what time is it? 6 o'clock. Gee, sun comes up early out of town. Wonder if those two lugs are awake yet. Now, where's my gown? Now then. Hey, Jock. Red. Jock! What the... They gone. Both of them. And the tent's gone, too. And the car. What the... They left me out here all on my own in the trailer, and I... What? Oh, no!
Meantime, back in the cab, Red and me is bowling merrily along. The sun has come up, and we figures it can't be very far to that trailer camp. Ah, not far to go now, Red.
No, not far, Chuck. Say, I'm getting hungry. How about you?
Yeah, you're right. You know, a nice plate of bacon and eggs is going to go down real good. Hey, what's with that guy?
Who knows?
What's he hooting for?
The guy on the motorcycle? Search me.
Stupid jerk. Hey, he's waving too. Now, that's a dangerous thing to do on a motorcycle.
Yeah. Say, look, he's got a dame riding pillion behind him.
Oh, yeah. Hey, she's waving too. Go on, give him a wave back.
Yeah, okay. Yoo-hoo! Ooh.
What's the matter?
That dame on the back of the motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
She's wearing a gown and curlers in her hair. Or maybe that's a new style crash helmet.
Yeah, could be. Let's see. Oh, no!
What?
That ain't no crash helmet. That is curlers. And that ain't no dame. That's Myrtle.
Myrtle? Yeah, you're right. How did she get out of the trailer?
That I do not know. But one thing I do know, I'd better pull over and find out. Why ain't you sleeping in the trailer in the back?
Because, you big dope, if you takes a look, you'll see there ain't no trailer in the back.
Huh? Hey, that's right. So how
What's
did you...
What's the big idea of driving off and leaving me?
Leaving you, honey? We didn't do nothing.
Are you okay now, lady?
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot for the lift.
That's okay, just so long as you're okay.
So why did you drive off and leave me?
Well, you see, Michael, honey, now Red was supposed to have hitched up...
I am sick of your excuses. You've had this coming to you for a long time, Chuck Edwards.
What?
This.
Gee, right on the button.
And as for you, Red Kowalski.
Now, wait a minute, Michael.
This is for you.
What?
This.
Gee, right on the button. I'm getting out of here before it gets to be a habit.
Well, that was the end of our little outing in the trailer. We heads back home, hitching up the trailer properly this time on the way. One thing the three of us is sure about, we never wants to see a caravan again. So we gets back to the apartment.
Oh, gee. Oh, it's good to be home, huh, Chuck? Hey, here's some mail for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Well, open it. See who it's from.
Dear Mr. Edwards. Oh, no.
What is it?
You'll read it. Me, I just want to cry.
Okay. Dear Mr. Edwards, Real Competition Miss Fiancy of 1969, we have pleasure in advising you that you have won a prize.
Oh, that's marvelous.
We are proud to announce that you have won the second prize.
Second prize? What is it?
A deluxe three-berth caravan, a honeymoon home on wheels.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, brother.
How about that? Yeah, a three-berth trailer yet. I will not tell you guys and dolls what I said, but you can guess. Ah, well, that's about it for this week. Hey, if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.
Taxi was written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed for Sonovision Studios by David Gooden.